say Radhesha, Radhesha is yuga mantra.
No.
Bona fide or not?
No, not bona fide.
Not bona fide.
Not. Hare Krishna is more important than that.
Mm-hmm.
It has so many modes of Braj Bhav. Hare Krishna, meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna, Hare Hare, separation mood.
Mm-hmm.
In only Radhe Krishna, no separation, no all these things.
Mm-hmm.
There are no so many bilas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Each letter of Hare Krishna has so many deep meanings and full of oceans of rush. I have same doubt as you have, but my doubt finished.
I don't have doubt, or just
I used to tell Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hearing some Sahaja Babaji,
mm-hmm.
but when I received the all the meanings and rush in the words of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and especially of Raghunath Das Goswami. Dream meaning Hari Nam Chintamani, you can see. Oh, very, very full of a rasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered. He used to become absorbed in Hare Krishna and weeping, testing with Raya Ramananda and
Sarvadamita.
But in the Rig Veda, they said Raya Krishna.
Rig Veda cannot touch. It cannot touch. It can do like us.
There was no Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna was the other way. Rama Krishna, they start with Ram. Huh?
Anyhow, this name is superior than any. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. This Kirtan is so much famous, touching to heart. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot take shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna conjugal. They cannot enter in Vrindavan realm. Only Nisaicha lotus feet are true. And his all the servants and associates are true. And everything is bogus. So if anyone wants Krishna devotion and like to take shelter in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they should come first and offer their all things in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is so generous. His condition, causeless mercy, merciful. So if you want Krishna affection, love, and want to be in Braja or Navadvip Dham, you should must try to follow Nityananda Prabhu.
I think you've already explained it.
No.
Om Jnanam Simiram Dasya Jnanam Jana Salataya Chaturam Yuri Kamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Panchako Patrubhya.
Telling you, or I am praying also like this, that it may be that always I cannot come. Time to time I may come, but you should come, and you are qualified to preach,
propagate
and preach, and to help all the devotees, newly devotees. So you should try to come and preach there also, and help them to be more conscious, Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada also sings this song and gives a very nice purport that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are as cooling as moon rays multiplied by millions of times. Somebody may be working in a very hot summer in some factory or a very hot and suffering situation, but if they come out in the evening in the moonshine, they feel so much relief. So if you take that relief and multiply it by millions of times, and more than that is the relief from from taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, from the samsara, the burning fire of the samsara, the cycle of birth and death. Without having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda, this is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, without having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda, one cannot approach Radha and Krishna. Nityananda is Lord Balaram himself, and Nityananda is Akhanda Guru Tattva. That means that he is complete Guru, the truth of Guru, he is complete. And all bona fide spiritual masters are manifestations of him. So he is Krishna himself manifesting as Guru to teach us how to serve Krishna. And without taking shelter of Guru, we know that one's position in spiritual life is nowhere. So because Nityananda is a Akhanda Guru Tattva, one has to take his shelter in order to get Lord Chaitanya's shelter, and Lord Chaitanya's shelter in order to realize Radha and Krishna. In Prabhupada's purport, he explains in the purport to this song that the whole goal of the Krishna consciousness movement is to enter the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, the Rasa Leela dance. He said the same thing in a 1968 initiation ceremony in New Vrindavan, that this initiation ceremony is an opportunity so that one day or one life will be able to enter that dancing party. And this, he says here in this song, is gotten by the mercy of Nityananda. Anyone who does not take shelter of Nityananda, he must, as an alternative, take his shelter in material sukh, in material happiness and distress. But by taking shelter of Nityananda, he automatically becomes free from all attachment to material pleasures and pains. Anyone who doesn't take shelter of Nityananda, Narottam Das Thakur says he's like an untamed animal. Even though he has two legs, not four, still he is Dvipada Pashu, a two-legged animal. And as an animal cannot understand spiritual life, so one who is out of the contact of Nityananda Prabhu cannot have any understanding. So Narottam Das is concluding the song by saying, I'm very unhappy because I'm attached to material sukh and dukh, or material pleasures and pains. So your lotus feet are nitya, sarana nitya, satya, and the highest truth. Prabhupada explains that no one should think that Nityananda's feet, taking shelter of them, is like taking shelter of anything in this material world. Anything that we take shelter of is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami as a stone boat. If you try to ride in a stone boat, you know what happens. You immediately sink. Or if you grab the tail of a dog who's trying to swim across the ocean, you also sink. A dog can paddle a few feet, that's all, but impossible to swim across the ocean. So taking shelter of anything material is like taking shelter of a stone boat or a dog that's trying to swim. So no one should think, Narottam Das Thakur says, that by taking shelter of Nityananda's lotus feet, it's like that. It's not. His feet are satya and nitya. They're eternal and true. Just as
even today we can take shelter.
Hmm?
Even today.
Because today is within eternity. So, just as his name is Nityananda, eternal happiness, his lotus feet are also full of eternal happiness. And just as if you touch electricity, you become electrocuted. So if by touching Nityananda's lotus feet, because they are Nityananda, eternally full of happiness, that person also becomes eternally happy. So Narottam concludes by saying, O Lord Nityananda, I'm most unhappy in this world, so please make me happy by placing me at a corner of your lotus feet.
Very good. One kitten mantra. Third chapter. we are explaining who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how and why he came to this world. He had told Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari, is himself Krishna, Swayam Krishna, not only Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Brajendanandan Krishna. And Krishna is always with all his attributes, all power, in the shape of Srimati Radhika. Sun can be separated from his heat and rays, but Radha and Krishna cannot be separated. He has played in Vrindavan for 10 years, taking birth in Gokul, playing 2.5 years in Mahaban Gokul, and after that he came to Vrindavan, played so many pastimes. After that he went to near Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and after that he went to Kamyavan, Khelanvan, and again he reached to his old destination, that is Nandagaon, Barsana. Meeting all this, doing Rash, best Leela, pastime of Krishna. Even since world is there, Krishna always playing in Golok Vrindavan with his whole brush, whole associates, Jamuna, Govardhan, Vandirvan, Vrindavan, all 84 course of Vrindavan he took from Golok Vrindavan and brought with him in this earth. He digs only one time in each Brahma, one day. He played so much, he tested so many ras, shant basalya, shant dasa sakha basalya, all. But three his wishes could not be fulfilled. And also he was so causeless merciful, full of mercy, ocean of mercy, and ocean of rush, that he wanted to give something as spark or sprinkle to these jivas, that they should come forever to Krishna and to serve. In the meantime, Yugadharma, the time of Yugadharma came, and also Advaita Church was thinking he came first to make platform of coming Krishna and his associates. He wanted to give some prem, but he could not, because this is not the function of Mahavishnu or anyone, even to Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki, Vaman, Parshuram. Only Krishna can bestow his Krishna prem, Braj prem, to anyone. All the avatars can establish Yuga Dharma, the dharma of Yuga, but they cannot give mercy like Krishna. They cannot give plants, animals, creepers, anyone that prem. Krishna can give it.
Baldev Prabhu can, but he does not do. Never does it. He kept reserved for Krishna. And he has also in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda could have done, but he never does. Yes, he is always waiting for Krishna. So, there were four reasons. First, to establish Yugadharma. Second, Advaitacharya was calling at that time with Tulasi. If we are not able to worship Krishna and to please Krishna, by one method we can do, that Krishna will be pleased. It is, Krishna is not pleased by anything, so many devotions. Take very soft leaves of Tulasi with manjari in the middle and offer praying, waiting. Krishna cannot refuse it. He'll have to leave his Golok Vrindavan and at once come. So we all devotees try to worship Tulasi, but try to do like Advaitacharya. Otherwise he may not see us. So we should try to do daily like Advaitacharya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all will come and come in at our hearts. So, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sakinandan Gaurhari, is himself Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is himself Baladev Prabhu. Having the mode of doing kirtan through kirtan, Yugadhar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his Braja Prem to all living entities. Even to Krishna could not have done in the forest, serpents, elephants, tigers, sea goats, everyone became so inspired with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That kirtan was Krishna Das has done. Krishna, 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 Krishna He. Krishna, 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 Ratchaman, Pahiman, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. And by doing kirtan, he was not in his senses, tears coming, sometimes rolling down. And all elements, animals, creepers, trees, everyone were inspired. They began to follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeating. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give the rare to Brahma and Shankar, Uddhava and Narad, that Braj Prem he gets distributed to all who came in the sight of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna was mercifully, no doubt, merciful. But he used to give Krishna Prem according to the quality of the devotees, like
balance,
taking him in balance, up to what quality their surrender and devotion is there, practice is there. Krishna used to give only like this, doing in a scale. Not less, not more.
Less, same quantity.
Same quantity. Understand?
Yes, Amma Papa Chantari.
Yes. Krishna never gave pot to them. Oh, bring your pot. As your pot will be, I will give you that. Pot means disqualification. Without qualification, Krishna will not give. If you have so much offenses, he will not do. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, so merciful, they have no skill at all, no use of his call. Those who are coming in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurvali, because he is the son of Sachinand, Sachi Devi, so merciful. So without his scale, he is giving, oh, come on, you have pot? No, I have no pot, no qualification. Oh, I am giving you also pot and this nectar also, Krishna Prema also. We have seen that so many days and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this. To giving, it is secondary. No? To give him this frame is also secondary. To chant and to do kirtan is also yuga dharma. This was the deity of Mahavishnu. But Mahavishnu can establish yuga dharma, but not he can give Krishna prema. And Krishna tested the three moods of Srimati Radhika. It was his own
desire
and his own mood that he wanted. This mood, except Krishna, anyone cannot test. Radha only can test, and Krishna borrowed the mood, interior mood of Radhika and beauty, and he became Tadatma to Srimati Radhika. Tadatma means?
Oneness
to Radha, Tadatma. Like fire becomes Tadatma in iron at sea burns. Iron does not burn. The power of fire burns. There she has become tadatma with fire, iron. So likewise, Krishna became tadatma with Radhika. He became she Radhika. He forgot that I am Krishna. Actually, when he met Rai Ramananda in
Godavari.
And he learnt everything from Vishakha. She was Vishakha. And Krishna made Guru to Vishakha to have the mood and beauty of Krishna. Then Krishna became Mahabhava Rasaraj Swarup. Otherwise he could not have. He took Srimati Vishakha as his Guru. And then he took this mood, and then he tested all these three modes in Gambhira at Jagannath Puri. Otherwise he could not have done this. So he is very kritagya means grateful to Vishakha Lalita. Without their help, Krishna could not have this thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna, he can distribute his Braj Prem. Especially in Braj Prem, Parakiya Bhav. It is called Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Unnat means highest. Ujjvala Rasa means very shiny. Rush, being a rush, it is so shiny. Unparalleled. There is no equal to that. So our all the acharyas have come for this. Not to taste three things, but to give what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. So this is main but not supreme reason. Secondly, first is to taste Radha mood, and second is to sprinkle,
distribute
the rare prem for Brahma and Shankar and Nara to jivas. This is Krishna duty and Krishna power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. So all acharya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti
Siddhanta,
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj. They have not only come to preach name. It can be preached by the associate of Mahavishnu also. They can do. Understand, try to understand. But it can be preached by the associates of Mahaprabhu, Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. Even they can preach. But they cannot preach Braj Prem through Nam Prem Sankirtan. There is so much a difference in Nam Sankirtan of all other Kali Yuga and this Kali Yuga. Advaita Acharya and his associates can establish Nam Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma. But by Nam Sankirtan they cannot give this prem which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. This is a speciality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, his associates. No? Associates of Mahavishnu, Sanat Sanandan Sanatan, Vishwakshayan, all the associates of Vishnu, they can do Nam Sankirtan, establish also that thing. But that Nam Sankirtan will not give Krishna Prem Braj Prem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Nam Sankirtan has a special power. By this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Nam Sankirtan he gave what?
Prem.
That Braja Prem. Even that Prem, what? Unnata Ujjala Rasa. Unnata Ujjala Rasa is the mood of especially Srimati Radhika. It cannot be given. Krishna can taste, he cannot give. Mahaprabhu cannot taste. They can taste it oneself, himself. What he gave, it was also Unnat Ujjal Rash. Unnat Ujjal Rash is of two kind. No? Kamatmika and Tattat Bhav Ichhatmika. Kamatmika, the mood of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. All the aids and all others. These are Kamatmika. Sakhis are four kinds. No? Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priyandharma Sakhi. Again, Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, and Priyandharma Sakhi. Among these Sakhi, Dhanishta is Sakhi. He is something bending towards Krishna, pleasing more Krishna.
Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, serving both Radha and Krishna, but somewhat bending towards Srimati Radhika, always with Radhika, doing everything to please Srimati Radhika. They don't care Krishna. If Krishna will call them, they will not obey. They will obey only Srimati. So, among them, those are most dear. These are Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi. Among them, those who are most dearest, serving Radha and Krishna conjugal, but always a tendency, little tendency towards Srimati Radhika, not like solely bending towards Srimati Radhika. They are Priya Narma Sakhi. They are Lalita Abhisha kind of. Sometimes chastising Krishna, sometimes chastising Srimati Radhika. They have so much power. So there is a difference between these Nitya and Pran Sakhi. They are called Manjaris. They don't do anything for themselves, always for Srimati Radhika. They don't want to test anything for themselves. This bhava is called tattad icchatmika bhava. But yet it is unnata ujjvala. I'm telling for very few rare persons. Very high topic. Why I'm telling? I am explaining this slok that anything, first object should be made. What is our object? Then sadhan will come. How to get it? We want money, then we'll have to serve government to do business. Any kind of business, if you are not doing all, you can thief, you can
steal.
Rob. Even you are not expert in cheating, then be anistasu, aristasu, having swords with so many dacoits, make a group and attack gang and attack and take that thing, forcibly. Or like Krishna, alone he attacked the, for Rukmini. He went to the kingdom of the father of Rukmini. And he, there were lakhs and lakhs kings with soldiers, with full power. They were protecting Krishna not to come there and to take Rukmini. But Krishna came as a lion, buried
in the group of jackals.
On the group of jackals. And he took Rukmini on his chariot and he flew to Dwarka, and there he married Rukmini. So if by begging anything, by stealing nothing is coming forcibly, by hook and crook, by any means, hook and crook, any means, he will take it. You know dogs, they standing on the soaps of Rasagulla and Malai. If anyone takes anything, they only see like this. Like this. No? Some water coming from there. And they are looking all this. But Dukanwala has some
stick in his hand. So, if anyone comes and takes Malai Rasagulla in the
hand.
Dona. And they do it like this and they eagerly they go. And they do. Seeing that other dogs should not come and do like this.
Licking.
So, first object should be there, fixed. What is our object of our sadhana bhajan? First is one. And if it is fixed, then we will choose how to receive this thing. This is called sadhana, that is called sadhana. If anyone has no object at all of sadhana bhajan, he cannot decide his sadhana means. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, first after Mangala Charanam slok, first he has decided. What should be the object? Do you, your object is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give? That Braja Prem, Unnat Pujjal Bhav? Yes, I have some greed, lobha. Oh, come to me. You should go to school of Rupa Goswami. And then you should read all these things. No. How to take it? There is no rule, regulation how this greed will come. Nothing. For greed it is not essential. Anything. Only to see, anyhow, or to hear, great can come. But by shastra, by arguments, it will not come great. Any very ordinary, there is a person, very ordinary, looking ugly, black, crooked, having no quality, no money, so ugly. But that person, if you see Diana, you know Diana of England,
Diana.
He may have some grit to make her wife. No tax, no wealth is needed, nothing for this greed. But actually to make her wife, oh, it is absurd. He cannot. But he may have greed, because greed has no control. So our greed may be by hearing, what hearing? Rupa Goswami books, Krishna beauty. And affection of the gopis towards Krishna, hearing. In Srimad Bhagavatam, how Krishna was controlled by gopis. He began to pray on the, and to give his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, praying. I want your pranay, I want your mercy. So by hearing all these things by Rupa Goswami's books from Chaitanya Charitamrita, a greed may come, whether you are qualified or not, does not matter. You are devotee or not devotee, nothing. But if this greed comes, then he becomes qualified to choose anything, any way, any
means.
And that is called sadhana. Then he becomes at once in the stage of ruchi, galloping all these things. But those who are fearing from shastra, and if you will now do na bhajan of Krishna, you will go to hell. So I must do bhajan of Krishna. This is called Vaidhi Bhakti. No? Vritti, pravritti. Pravritti means? By this pravritti we can engage ourselves in the sadhana of Krishna Bhakti. And so this is called Vaidhi Pravritti. And that is called
Raganuga
Pravritti. Not Raganuga, but a greed towards Raganuga only. Ragatmik is different. Gopis, mood is Ragatmik. Those who are in this world having rag and they have reached up to mood of bhav, they are Raganuga. And though has not reached anything, not doing, but they have greed, then they are qualified to be Raganuga. Not Raganuga yet, but they can be. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this greed. And those who had greed, to give bhav. And those who had bhav, to give prem. What to give? Not Radhamud, not Unnat Ujjal Kamatmik bhav. Understand. Understanding something? All will not understand. But try. After 10 years, 20 years, or in any other life, being in the society of very Unnat Vaishnava, you can realize something. I'm also trying to enter in this. I have that mood of greed. I want that. But I'm not Raganuga. Actually, I'm not Raganuga. I want that in any life, thousand of lives, I may be the mercy of Raganuga Vaishnava. But I hope something. I don't want anything other than this. Only this thing. Nothing else. I will die no harm. But I will not go to any other ghat. Ghat, you know?
Bathing place.
To drink water from any other place. Only in Kesi ghat. Armansi Ganga Ghat. There. Only the ghat of gopis. That what kind of gopis? Tattade Ichhatmika Bhava Gopi. So, now I am going to explain the real slok, mool slok. अनर्पित चरिं चिरात करुणया वतिर्णह कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नत जलर सांस भक्ति हरिह पूरट सुंदर दूति कदंब संदीपिका सदा हृदय कंदरे स्फुरतु मे सचिन यू कैन डू एनी कीर्तन सचिन नंदन व्हिच आई अटर्ड This sloka has been written in Mangalacharan of Srila Rupa Goswami in his own book, Vedak Dhamadha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inspired Rupa Goswami in prayer that you should fulfill my wishes. Why I have come? To give and to practice my soul. Unnat Ujjal Parakiya Bhav of Gopis. Unparalleled. Even in Golok Vrindavan. What to tell of this world? You should also see that this prem is our Nitya Dharma. Eternal religion of all entity, living entity, not only of persons.
someone, loved anyone, any lady or person that had married, loving each other, but anyone of them saw that my wife is not solely loving me but to another person, he'll be upset. Or if wife is saying that my husband is not loving me, but internally he loves anyone, then he will be upset. Their whole life will be upset. Not only in this world, to men only and women. Everywhere there are relations of wife or husband and loved and beloved, even in creatures, creepers, trees, animals. Without this loving, they cannot.
They cannot live.
They cannot live. Also, trees and creepers have this affection, but they cannot express. We can express to extent, some extent. Where this prem is through this body, material body, to satisfy these bodies. This prem is what? This is called calm, and this is not pure.
Lust.
This is called lust, and it will always give
pain
and suffering. So many problems.